The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a light. And for those dwelling in the region in the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Now, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. You know, Mark Laberton, the president of Fuller University, when he was a pastor of a church in California, he tells a story about a young man who came up, a man that most of us wouldn't expect to see in church. Talks about the tattoos of fire coming up his face, and the young man comes up and he says, "I have a question for you, Pastor." He says, "I go to a lot of churches, and they talk a lot about Jesus, but very little about the world. And I go to other churches, and they talk a lot about the world, but only a little about Jesus. You seem to talk a lot about Jesus and a lot about the world, and I know lots of people like me in this town. I don't need to find more people like me. Here's what I want to know. If I hang out at your church, will I meet people who are actually like Jesus? If I hang out at your church, will I meet people who are actually like Jesus?" You know, I'm not sure if I can think of a better definition of a disciple than someone who is like Jesus. Following Jesus as a disciple is simply going where he is going and doing what he is doing so that we are like Jesus. But as I look at the church, I wonder, how well are we being like Jesus? How well is the body of Christ being like Jesus? If those dwelling in darkness and in the shadow of the death look to the church, would they see the light of Christ? Then I look in the mirror and I wonder, how well am I being like Jesus? Paul will describe disciple making, saying, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." If someone imitated me, would they actually be like Jesus? You know, I attended a gathering of Christian veterinarians and veterinary students this Friday and Saturday. One of the speakers talked about, why don't people do what they are supposed to do? And as I look in the mirror, and as I look at the church, I wonder the same thing. Why do we not do what we are supposed to do? The speaker presented four reasons why people don't do what they are supposed to do, based on some business research, interviewing managers and interviewing employees. Why don't you do what you're supposed to do? And the number one reason why people don't do what they're supposed to do is that they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. The number two reason that people don't do what they're supposed to do is they don't know how to do what they're supposed to be doing. The third reason, they don't know why they are supposed to be doing it. And the fourth reason is they think that they already are doing it. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know how to do it. They don't know why they're doing it. And for some reason, they're not doing it, but they think they already are. So So what is it that we're supposed to be doing as the people of God? Are we supposed to go to church and be mostly good during the week? Are we supposed to tithe to the church, give to missionaries, volunteer for various activities? Are we supposed to pray and read scripture, cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus? You know, none of these are bad things, but they're not the main thing. Jesus gives us the mission to make disciples. The church is only one generation deep if we don't make disciples. If we're not making disciples, if we're not making people who look like Jesus, we're working at something that is not what we're supposed to be doing. But how are we supposed to be doing it? We'll spend most of our journey through Matthew adding to our knowledge of how we're supposed to be making disciples. But in this week's passage, we find Jesus calling out to the first of his disciples as he begins to make and to instruct them in making disciples. Jesus calls out to the fishermen, Simon and Andrew, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." In this, we see that the first step in disciple making is following Jesus. Come and follow me. First, we follow Jesus. In order to make disciples, I need to be a disciple. I can't teach what I don't know, and I can't lead where I won't go. Paul reminds the church at Corinth, or he reprimands the church at Corinth for trying to divide into followers of Paul or Apollos or Peter. He reminds them that we follow not Paul or Peter or Apollos, but we follow Christ. We follow Jesus, and as we do that, we see Jesus demonstrated in others. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. And friends, the good news, we don't do this alone. Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you. Follow Jesus, and Jesus does the work of making us into people like Jesus. This work of transformation is not our work. It's his work. Our role is to yield and to be transformed into the image of Christ. And amazingly, the how of disciple making is not far from their current occupations. Jesus doesn't say, hey, fishermen, come and follow me and I'll make you into carpenters. He doesn't say, come and follow me and I'll make you into teachers. He says, hey, fishermen, come and follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men. It was interesting as I was at this conference, and you know, I get this question all the time of, okay, so you went from being a veterinarian to a priest, how did that happen? And it seems like a big jump at first. But as I continued to answer that question and kind of work through this passage for the week, I realized it's not that different. Jesus said, come healer of animals, and I will make you a healer of souls. It's not that far from what we're already doing to be disciple makers of the kingdom of God. We begin to learn how to make disciples simply by following and yielding to Christ so that we are formed into his image and according to his purpose. But why are we supposed to be making disciples? The third reason why people don't do what they're supposed to do is they don't know why. Why are we supposed to be making disciples? Jesus tells us. He says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. After the resurrection, Jesus will appear to his disciples on the hill outside of Galilee, and he tells them that all authority in heaven on earth is his. The kingdom is being manifest through his presence. He tells them that they're to go about making disciples among all people that they meet, teaching them his way and baptizing them into citizenship in the kingdom of heaven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In all this, Jesus promises to continue to walk with them and before them. We make disciples so that we live in the presence of Jesus, under the authority of Jesus, as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, now and for eternity. But what if we think we're already doing what we're supposed to be doing. I look in the mirror and realize the ways that I'm not. I look at the church writ large and realize the ways that we're not. You know, we think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing because I come to church, I pray, I give. I'm a nice person most of the time. But I'm not making disciples. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Jesus tells us what to do. He says, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I think most of the time we misunderstand that word repentance. It's come to mean change your behavior. It's come to mean stop doing those things you're not supposed to be doing. But that's not what repentance means. The Greek word metanoeo, meta being changed, noeo being from nous, mind. And the Greek nous, mind, is more than just what you think. It's the fullness of the mind, what you think, what you feel, how you understand, how you know something. How you know that you know that you know something. Repentance is a change in how we are knowing. It's a change from knowing things by the ways of the world to knowing things through the perspective of the kingdom of heaven. We accept the call from Christ to change how we see things. This is an earth-shaking change. It's not a one-time change of turning, but it's an everyday change, turning from knowing by the ways of the world to knowing by the kingdom of heaven. You know, I'd add one more thing to my friend's list of why people don't do what they're supposed to do. They don't know who they are. You know, oftentimes we do things trying to be someone that we're not. I'm going to do these things to be a veterinarian. I'm going to do these things to be a priest. I'm going to do these things to advance in my career because that way I'll know who I am. That's not who I am. I may be trained in this way or that way. But who I am, by the blood of Christ and by my baptism, is a child of God and a citizen of the kingdom. When we know who we are as a child of God, beloved by the Father, called a brother to Christ, baptized into the citizenship of the kingdom of heaven, we know things differently. We don't work towards a reality where we become citizens of heaven, where we become Christians, where we become something. We live from a reality because we are beloved, because we are children of God, because we are citizens of the kingdom. Then we do things in a certain way, not by our power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by our knowing, but by the knowing that comes from God. So it's in this community. In this community, as we come together in worship, as we come together in prayer, as we come together to study the Word of God, that we begin to recognize Christ formed in us. As we walk together with one another, sharing our joys and our sorrows, sharing our needs and our abundances, that we begin to see Christ formed in us. And it is at this table that we learn to see things differently. We learn to see the kingdom at this table as we hear, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for the sins of many." We see things differently than the world does. The world says, "This is all about me." The world says, "This is my body, I can do what I want." The world says, "This is my body, it's for me." Jesus calls us to see differently. He says, "This is my body given that you may have life. This is my blood shed that you may live. That's a radically different perspective. That's the way of the kingdom. So we come to this table, we see things different, we know things in a different manner. We're sent out of the world with this kingdom perspective that knows and perceives the authority of Christ and the presence of Christ among us. And as you are sent out, as you are going about, as you are doing the things that you already do, you do them from a kingdom perspective. You do them in order to make disciples. You show the transforming power of the kingdom in your own life, and you invite others into that transforming power. You see the citizenship of heaven in your own baptism, and you invite others into that citizenship, that they too may be sons and daughters of God as citizens of his kingdom and heirs of that imperishable kingdom that is in Christ Jesus. You know, 2,000 years later, we stand here today, half a world away, and the gospel call remains the same. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come, follow, and be transformed so that you are a light to others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.